This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program. Lots of feelings, lots of expressions, lots of news, lots of help. That's what we're all about here. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Let's see. I'm going to color. We seem to be spending a lot of time talking about tobacco and smoking. I'm going to add to that with a bit of a local slant on it. After Jennifer gives us, I was going to say a ham and egg story, but this is more like a roast beef and french fry story.
Well, Arby's is trending, and that's because we've heard a lot about the Beyond Burger, right? A lot of products that are made of vegetables that are supposed to taste like meat. Well, Arby's has now created the Megetable, which is the meat vegetable. They have a new invention called the Merit, which is a carrot made of meat that looks and tastes just like a carrot. Arby says that it's got 30 grams of protein, more than 70% of the recommended daily amount of vitamin A. And according to Business Insider, who had a sneak preview of this Merit ahead of its public reveal, it was shockingly reminiscent of a carrot in both taste and appearance. The Arby's brand, I know, has been always kind of trying to get attention by serving strange things. They've had venison, they've had elk, they've had duck on their menu, and, of course, the standard fare, the roast beef and the fries. Well, now they're flipping the vegan meat trend, and they have the meats is their slogan. We have the meats. So they're creating the most bizarre concoction that I think we've seen yet, the vegetable made out of meat. It's got nutritional value that is reminiscent of a carrot, but, of course, it's got more of that protein, and they're saying it could be good for you. This is maybe a new trend. And the difference between the Merit and a traditional carrot is the crunch. Apparently, Arby's Megetable has a crisp glazed coating, and then the inside is actually turkey breast. So that's where the smush goes.
Wait, just what has happened to eating real food? What is there that's going on in this country where people think they have to substitute this and
the
fake
whole purpose
that
of this is they're trying to troll people who are vegetarian, who are eating, you know, vegetable
the beyond
products.
Meat,
basically,
impossible foods.
I mean, this is so gross to me. So it's turkey breast, salt, and white pepper, and then they've added dry carrot juice to give it the aesthetic of a carrot to make it taste like that.
But
so
if
the
you
whole
don't
point
want to eat meat,
and parsley on the end.
Well, what's the appeal?
And then it's topped with maple syrup powder. And then it's oven roasted and it's sous vide. I mean, it's just like,
I don't know who the audience
is. It's a lot of effort.
That's what I'm saying. It's just them trolling. Garbage. Because it's like for people who love meat so much that they hate when people are vegetarian, and so they want to try and force their friends to eat meat by being like, here's a carrot, try it.
Yeah,
and then
who,
it turns out
this
it's
is like a
meat.
Shiny, perfect-looking carrot.
Yeah.
Like anybody who would fall for this and think, oh,
it's
great, a carrot.
Yeah, but I just, who would want to eat this? I'm not going to Arby's so I can get a gigantic.
Why are you going to
meat.
Arby's anyway?
I'm
for
not,
anything.
But I'm just saying.
Why would anybody go to Arby's?
I don't even know where an Arby's exists around here. I'm in New Jersey. I don't know. Arby's not in Jersey?
I don't know if it's in Jersey. I know it used to be, like, when I would go visit my grandparents in Colorado, I would see Arby's. But now we have them in California. I don't go very often. I've probably been, like, twice. But, I don't know, call me crazy. When I go, I just have the roast beef sandwich because that's what you're supposed to do at Arby's.
Right.
You're not, you know.
There's one on Sunset up near the Arc Light. And I remember stopping in there once and having French fries because I had some sort of a thing for French fries. And my son had told me the French fries at Arby's were really good. So I stopped to have some French fries, and there were all kinds of other things that were going on.
Were they good?
There. Actually, they were. Yeah. They were quite
all cool. I know I is just... I went to Arby's one time before swim practice when I was in high school, and I felt like I was going to die. So.
I just think that this is a great thing for Arby's because we're talking about it. It's like when they said IHOP was going to become IHOB and change it to burgers. It's just it's something that trolls people into talking about them.
Amazon Prime Day. It's the greatest. This is the greatest way of getting around advertising in the world. They have all these people that are talking, watch the trend, oh, yeah, Amazon Prime Day. Yeah.
Well, Amazon Prime Day is at least beneficial to people in some way because you can get deals with the carrot. I mean,
so
I guess.
Let them buy advertising like everybody else does is trying to sell something.
Okay.
There.
But at least the carrot's convenient because, I mean, you can just hold it in one hand and eat it while you're driving. You don't have to worry about holding a burger with two hands. Yeah.
Slopping all over your lap. Here's something related to what we're talking about, and this is from the Doug Steffen playbook, frankly. Organic milk, good for you, fabulous, if you can find real organic milk. Most of the milk you find today is non-organic, and guess what, boys and girls? Your Uncle Dougie has said this now for as long as you've known me, for sure, Victoria, probably as long as Jennifer has known me, and Kara. There's a study now that has found pesticides, antibiotics, and growth hormone in the regular milk you buy at the grocery store. That's what I said. Pesticides, antibiotics, and growth hormone in samples of conventional, non-organic milk tested for certain chronic levels of pesticides and all this other stuff. The organic samples tested at either much lower or non-existent rates. Study conducted at Emory University down in Atlanta looked at 69 samples of conventional milk versus organic milk pulled from retail shelves all around the country. But what you don't know is that most of the regular conventional milk is supplied and controlled by one company all around the country. They control 80%, the Suiza Dairy Farmers of America, are those bunch of phonies, control 80% of the milk supply, and they deliver crap. It's white water. They bleach everything out, whatever's in it. They're supposed to pasteurize it so it doesn't have pesticides and antibiotics and all that other stuff, but yet that's still in there. And they take the flavor out, nutritional value, why this stuff sells at all. And they've bought up because they can see the trend, buy up all the dairies that are doing organic so they can water them down too. And compete. It's really a shame, more than a shame. It's outrageous. It's criminal what's being done to the good, wholesome American family farmer and the dairyman especially. One conventional sample had levels of amoxicillin. What is that? What's that?
Amoxicillin. It's a derivative of penicillin. Yeah. It's like when you're a kid, you get the bubblegum medicine. Tastes like bubblegum. It's pink. That's amoxicillin. It's one of the most common antibiotics out there, but I don't want it in my milk. Thank you. And if you're allergic to penicillin.
And I'm allergic to penicillin.
Yeah, my mom is too. Right. And my mom actually, I sent this study to her last night. I said, you know, you think you're lactose intolerant, but I think that when you're eating non-organic milk and yogurt, I think she's having a reaction to the antibiotics that are in it.
Sure. And the bovine growth hormones that are still in it, pesticide residues in 60% of the samples. One pesticide on the list is banned in California, chloropyphoros, or however you pronounce that. So this is garbage, garbage, garbage.
Well, also the scary part is, too, kids drink a lot of milk. And 2% milk is what most American kids drink. And when they tested 2%. That, it had the bovine growth hormone was 20 times more than organic milk if you're buying conventional milk. Think about what that's doing to little children. Whether it's on the if you have a little boy and you're giving growth hormones,
Miles has drinks the 3-4 glasses. He loves milk. Where's his
all little kids do? Yeah. Think about what you're giving your kids. It's horrible.
I send that to my daughter. She'll be on the warpath.
I'm sure she only buys organic milk anyway, right?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, but still, you know, even you can't even trust that anymore because the government and the FDA has allowed that to be bastardized.
Yeah.
16 past the hour on the DJV program. Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So I was talking, we've been back and forth here, some of these specialty stores, the convenience stores, and what's going on with them, and tobacco is becoming a big focus. So there's a company called Cumberland Farms that's big in the Northeast. You have Cumberland Farms down in New Jersey?
Oh, yeah, Victoria? Definitely. Yeah. They had their own little stores.
Yeah, right. So they're suing boards of health around the state. The suit claims the board's decision to limit flavored tobacco sales to adults and to have them only be available in the tobacco stores is discriminatory. So the Board of Health in the community where I live and half a dozen others named in the suit, they claim the new regulations are based on a model developed and advocated by private organizations, create an anti-competitive marketplace. So this is what they require them to do. They first of all, they can't sell tobacco products for the most part. You have to go to a smoke shop to do it in our community. And if you're going to go into the smoke shop, you have to go through a special door in the back in order to buy certain products. So it's the most confusing. Like, they're
That's
now
weird.
Selling smokeless tobacco and flavored cigars and those Juul vaping devices, all of that stuff. We were talking about this, I think, off the air. What is this all of a sudden? All of these things that are available now to mimic tobacco products or new tobacco products. I mean, I understand why the boards of health are concerned about it, because mostly kids are trying to buy this stuff. So, you know, it's hard to know what the right thing to do is, but certainly doing nothing is not a good idea. That's my spin on it. Anyway, 21 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on.
Come on. It's not the Charlie's Angels on TV. Charlie's Angels from the movies. Charlie's Angels rebooting again. And musically speaking, rumors are floating around. Apparently they're true. Seems like Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, and Lana Del Rey have teamed up on a song for the new Charlie's Angels movie. This is what it is, right? Or has it come down yet?
It's not out yet.
It hasn't come out yet. They've been, all three of them have been posting little teasers here and there.
Right.
So I think the first trailer will hit sometime today.
Cyrus and Grande liking Instagram posts from fan accounts discussing the possible collaboration on this song. So they've posted the same cryptic video on Instagram and Twitter featuring the Charlie's Angels logo. Though Lana Del Rey has yet to participate in the social media push, she was tagged in Cyrus's and Grand's post along with principal cast members. The reboot announced earlier this year, directed by Elizabeth Banks, starring Ella, is it Balinska? Naomi Scott.
Yeah, I don't know who
Kristen
she
Stewart.
Is. I've heard of Naomi Scott, and obviously Kristen Stewart is the big star there. But they're the three angels, which, I don't know, Kristen Stewart isn't Charlie's Angels. Still seems weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
But
Banks,
we'll see.
Herself portrays Bosley. And Noah Centineo, or whoever you pronounce that, is Langston.
Centineo.
This doesn't enthuse me. You enthused about this movie?
I would see it, yeah. I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm curious about it. I like, you know, I've always kind of liked the Charlie's Angel theme and the whole, you know, kind of girl power thing in it. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I think it kind of depends when the trailer comes out, how good the trailer looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Banks is becoming quite the director. She's a well-known actress, a quite attractive lady. She directed a film shot in Germany last fall, which stars my friend Jonathan Tucker, and once again is the bad guy. He likes playing those bad guys. He was very happy working with her. Thought she was a great.
She's also hosting a game show now.
Yes.
I forget the name of it.
The one with the whammy. What's that one called?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Press Your Luck.
Yeah, Press Your Luck.
Yeah. Good. All right, next up, musically speaking, because music is such an important part of our lives, DJV loves to focus on music news. Grammy winner and Oscar nominee Mary J. Blige coming over to television. She signed a first-look TV deal with Lionsgate to develop and produce series by her newly launched Blue Butterfly Productions. She's currently starring in The Umbrella Academy on Netflix, long-awaited third season of Scream, which debuts on VH1, moved over from MTV. That comes up next month. She earned a Best Supporting Actress Oscar nomination a couple of years ago for her role in Mudbound. Her song from the film Mighty River, also nominated for Best Original Song Oscar.
I didn't see Mudbound, but I heard she was really, really good in it.
Yeah, what was it about? I've forgotten it.
I don't know. I don't know much about it.
It was a black story, it seems to me. It had something to do with slavery, if I'm remembering the right movie. So,
I don't know. I remember her singing this song at the Oscars that year.
Yeah.
But I forget who won.
Has she been up and down in her career? Has she been steady, or has her career sort of been up and down?
No, she's been pretty steady. Her personal life has been kind of up and down. She was married for a really long time, and then her husband was cheating on her, and it was kind of public, and it was a pretty bad divorce.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'm just trying to get all my players straight. Because I know the name. I think the first time I used it on the air, you laughed at me because I mispronounced it. So I got it. I remember Kara. Yeah, right. All right, Mary J. Blige in our focus here, 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 of the Democrats running for the White House in 2020 on a stage in Miami last night for the first real debate of the season. Another group of 10 Democrats will be on that stage tonight. After last night's event, Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez was speaking to reporters and says,
I think every candidate got a chance to articulate their vision. It's always difficult when you have 10 people on the stage to make sure that everyone moves forward and has the opportunity to do to articulate that and to answer questions. And
President Trump's arrived in Japan for the G20 summit and a series of meetings with world leaders. That includes a Saturday meeting with the Chinese President Xi Jinping, just as the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin's announced that a trade deal may be close. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Half the hour now on the DJB program, the home of the top stories of the day. A little wrinkle here, a little wrinkle there. Coming up, the state of, well, I'm not sure. I guess the state of Oregon is in a state of confusion. We'll talk about that after we go to the beach. Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. What do you say, Victoria? Want to go surfing?
Yeah. Well, not in Mississippi, and apparently if you have plans to head to the beach this weekend in Mississippi, authorities are warning you not to swim or eat the seafood. So not a whole lot to do at the beach then. The Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality released a list of closed beaches, and residents, they say, shouldn't even allow their pets to come in contact with the water. It's apparently a greenish-blue hue, and it's a toxic bacteria called cyanobacterium. It can cause rashes, diarrhea, and vomiting, and the Mississippi Department of Marine Resources blames freshwater entering the Mississippi Sound as the culprit. New Orleans Spillway has actually been open for a super long time to relieve pressure on the levees that were built exactly the same way that the ones that broke the first time were. Good old Army Corps of Engineering there. And so in order to make sure that the levees don't burst again, they've left this spillway open for so all the overspill from the Mississippi River flows into the coastal Mississippi. So mixing in that fresh water with the seawater, it's creating a dead zone because there's no oxygen. So the marine life can't survive, but all that does survive is bacteria. And we actually talked about this, I think, a couple weeks ago in some of the bays down in like South Jersey and Delaware and Maryland and Virginia, the Chesapeake Bay too. Parts of the bays, it's a flesh-eating bacteria that's growing, and it's a very similar situation to this. So if you're in any kind of brackish water, be very, very careful because this kind of stuff, don't eat seafood that's fresh water from those areas, and definitely stay out of the water.
Boy, are we contaminating our world.
Oof. Oh, I know.
Oh, my God, what a mess. Mess. Okay, so, speaking of contamination, let's go out to Oregon, shall we, for a moment, where Republican senators are hiding.
Aren't they all dying?
Well, they're apparently boycotting a bill which is aimed at climate change. By doing so, they're putting at least 100 other bills in jeopardy of just being tossed. There are only a few days left in their legislative session, and without the Republican senators, there aren't enough lawmakers to vote on any measures that remain in the hopper. The governor there, Kate Brown, has authorized the state police to go find him. Didn't this happen somewhere before, a couple of years ago? Was it on the federal level, or was it on a state level, where everybody
where they
went in one
hiding?
Party? They just went away. Yeah.
Hmm.
I can't remember where that was. Anyway,
I feel like the
bill,
Republicans are in hiding in California.
That's for sure.
There's only four of us. Right.
Yeah. This bill in Oregon would have reduced the state's greenhouse gas emissions by 45%, at least moving them below the 1990 emissions levels by 2035. See, what happens here, I may go along. I don't know that I'd run away. I think I'd stay and fight because they can't achieve these levels. And most of the people in the businesses affected by this know that they can't achieve these levels. That's why we had the diesel scandal with Volkswagen, with them deciding that they were going to do what they did because that was the only way they could sell those cars, and they'd take the consequences. So they had to pay a fine. What was it? A couple of billion bucks. I don't remember what the fine was. But it really is indicative of some of the people who are making these regulations who don't know what the heck they're doing. I'm all for who isn't for cleaning up the air? Who isn't for saving the environment? Who isn't for some practical way?
A lot of people, unfortunately.
I'm for it. I consider myself an environmentalist, but I will tell you, these things are beyond achievement.
Yeah, I'm for personal responsibility and corporate responsibility, but I think the regulations, there's a difference between I think you're right, Doug. I don't think anybody would disagree that they want to breathe contaminated air or drink contaminated water. Nobody wants that. It's just how we go about getting there is where people disagree, as usual.
Yeah. All right, the old fossils at it again. As long as we're talking about politics, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell agreed to push forward a bill that would provide additional funding as necessary for the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. Isn't that nice of him? He's so benevolent. What
after he got shamed
guy.
Into it on a super public platform.
Yeah. The $7 billion is starting to run out that they put up first. Benefit payments have been cut by 70%. Fund disperses money to people suffering from illnesses that are linked to what happened September 11th in the terrorist attack. Also can be approved for families of people who died from illnesses because of their exposure. It's supposed to expire next year, and this bill pushes it out to 2090. By that time, pretty much everybody involved is going to be dead, right? The first responders from New York met with McConnell about the bill, but you're talking about the John Stewart appearance last week, right, Victoria?
And then Mitch McConnell stupidly saying, I don't know why John Stewart's all bent out of shape. I mean, it was just the dumbest thing for him to say. It really was. One of the first responders who testified that day said this week he's on his way to his 182nd funeral, and they're all first responders. It's horrible.
Yeah. Here's the story on Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary, telling CNBC that the two sides, that is China and the U.S., are on the way to reaching a trade deal. Mnuchin didn't elaborate on what the conditions could be. I know I am playing Chuck Curry, who is one of our most favorite contributors. He never pronounces anything correctly. names, he butchers them all. And you guys make fun of me because...
So what is his name? If it's not Mnuchin, what is it?
Mnuchin? It's Mnuchin, isn't it?
Mnuchin.
There's no K in it, Chucker.
Mnuchin.
Put another vowel in and be like everybody else. Come on. Change your name so it would be easier to pronounce. The president is setting to meet with the Chinese president, Mr. Cheater, this weekend at the G20 summit. They've said, we're not talking about Hong Kong. Don't bring Hong Kong up. First thing Trump's going to say is, hey, tell us about Hong Kong. Wait, you see, if that's not the... I'm betting that's the first thing Trump says to him.
Well,
he may not want
to piss off China, because apparently we are pretty close, I guess, to having some sort of a deal struck. So, you know, you don't really... It seems like it would be pretty foolish to...
Yeah, you want to wrap this up. I think they're going to play it safe, and I think they're meeting. President Xi and Trump are going to meet, and Trump's also meeting with Putin, and he's meeting with Abe. The reporters asked him what he was going to talk to Putin about, and he goes, none of your business.
Nanya! I love the way Jennifer's always said that. Nanya! None your business.
Nanya.
The most recent podcast of the DJB program, we got a very interesting focus on wagering during the debates as they continue who's going to win. Let's see. We also have in the podcast Restaurant American voted as the best of the year. Number one ranked vacation spot in the U.S. we discuss on the current podcast. You can also learn some important tips from our pet expert, Warren Eckstein, about how to help your dog overcome the fear of fireworks next week, 4th of July. So you want the podcast? You can get it, catch up on things that you didn't hear on the program because you had to go to work or something else. You got distracted. How dare you leave us? We're on the air for 4 hours a day. Come on. You can give us 4 hours, right? If you can't, djvshow.com is the place to go. A lot of people find themselves listening at the end of the day, and that's what technology has done. So our solution is to go to djvshow.com, click on the word listen, 24/7. It's a nice digital preparation. You can also follow us, facebook.com/djvshow, or on Twitter @djvshow.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. for me, it's not about how much time in bed. It's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so, Kara, this is for you and other Game of Thrones devotees. This is the story of Kit Harington. So I guess we could put this under the category of people in the news. There's some of the Game of Thrones fans, Kit Harington's fans, started a fundraiser for a charity that he supported called the Royal Men Cap Society. This seems like a very worthwhile effort because the organization helps people with learning disabilities. The fundraiser said, quote, Kit Harington has given so much to the fans of Game of Thrones over the past decade, playing the king in the north, Jon Snow. He nailed his performance. We loved every second of screen time we had with him. This fundraiser is here to show Kit that we're incredibly thankful to him for the sheer amount of love and skill he put into playing Jon Snow. Kit himself donated $9,810.48 to the cause.
I wonder if that number is significant. It's such a weird number.
Yeah, it's a weird number.
Right. Why not 9,000?
Only Kara would know if this is like a Game of Thrones thing.
Right. Yeah, can you Google that, Kara?
If it is, I'm missing out on it because I read it earlier and I was trying to figure. I'm like, that's a very interesting amount of money to donate, but it's cool that he donated. I mean, it's a pretty significant amount of money. I do think it's interesting. I mean, I'm glad that fans got together to support him. I don't know if this is because he was in rehab and so they're trying to be supportive, but I don't know. It seems very interesting that they're that thankful for him for playing a good part that that they donated money, but good for them.
Congratulations.
Well, you know the super fans of Game of Thrones. My gosh, I mean, they'll do anything.
Yeah, it's a little beyond me, but
this from the factory department. You know how many times a day birds smash into planes at airports around the country? How many times a day do you think this happens and goes unreported? Take a guess.
A lot. That's sad.
10 times? No.
More.
20 times? No. 30 times? No. 40 times a day, birds smash into planes as they take off or land. And never gets reported, even if they go, well, remember that's what happened to the plane that landed on the Hudson. It ate a bunch of birds as it took off from LaGuardia. And it flamed out both engines. So they have squads that, you know, the environmentalist people, the animal protection people don't like to hear, but they have squads of shooters at most of the airports shooting down birds.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, 43, what's the minute? Let's make it 53 after the hour. Gonna be precise here on the DJV program. Time for us to hit some food news, brought to you by the folks at Power Swabs. If you're eating food that's bad for your teeth, isn't it nice to know that you can get something to clean your teeth up, clean up your act, get off those stains from your regular teeth, your caps, your crowns, your veneers? It's not something that is difficult to do. All you got to do is call 800-208-1797, use the DJV code, and buy Power Swabs. So fast, so easy. This is something that a lot of people, I can't stop drinking coffee. Victoria, tell you that. I got to have my coffee. So what do you do about the stains on your teeth? She does what I do. Power Swabs to the rescue. Get your Power Swabs today. All natural, very effective, works quickly. Every time you do it, ensures that the whiteness of your teeth will be enhanced by at least two shades. Call 800-208-1797. Not available in the dentist office, not available online, not available in stores. Just by calling 800-208-1797, you may get the whitest teeth on your block. You'll be the first kid on your block to have wonderful white teeth in a pain-free, it's just a safe environment. The coffee stains, wine stains, tea stains, smoking stains. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797 and love the results. Ginger ale. You drink ginger ale, Victoria?
I don't drink soda, no, but...
Really?
Yeah.
The first ginger ale, when we talk about, what do we call it, tonic, soda pop, what do you call those carbonated fizzy drinks?
Soda.
You call them soda? Mm-hmm. This was the ginger ale was the first soda pop made, and it was made by a company called Werner's. I think they still do it. Werner's Ginger Ale, you seen that?
Never heard of that, no.
Yeah, I've seen it. Midwest, not so much the East Coast. Created in Detroit in 1866 by James Werner. Sold it in his drugstore. How many things? Like Coca-Cola originated in a drugstore. You knew that, right?
Yes. Coke syrup is supposed to be good to, like, settle your stomach or something, right?
Yeah,
wasn't it originally, like, a tonic?
Right. Well, it actually has cocaine in it. And cocaine does apparently settle your stomach. It has a lot of other things as well. But I'm sure the grades
of that one.
Oh, yeah, really? Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I forget the guy's name, but he created Coca-Cola in his drugstore in Atlanta, and Werner did the same thing with ginger ale about the same time in Detroit.
Originally had real ginger in it, right?
Yes.
Because now it's just all sugar. There's no ginger in it. But real ginger is also really good for your digestion.
Yes, it is. Tastes awful, though. You taste it?
Oh, I love ginger.
Oh, yeah, ginger ale's all right. But regular straight ginger?
Why are you laughing? Eats ginger. I like it in recipes.
Some people
cook
eat
with
ginger.
You can eat pickled ginger when you have sushi. That's delicious.
This is awful. All right, let's get back to the...
You have such a limited palate. It's basically corn and fish chowder. That's kind of the extent.
Corn chowder. Corn and fish chowder together is yummy. You've never had corn chowder and fish chowder mixed together? Yummy.
I don't know.
Fabulous. The history of dates. I don't mean dates that you go on, you know. These are dates that you eat. They go back to the Old Testament. 60 references to date trees in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Dates contain 70% sugar by weight. See, I'm doing a little informational stuff here so you'll know what you're eating. I had no idea dates had that much sugar in it. Did you?
Yes, because you can taste them. You can taste how sweet they are. But a lot of people are always looking for sugar replacements now, and so date sugar is something that a lot of like healthy cooks will use. They'll sweeten a chocolate pudding or a cake or something with dates instead of adding sugar.
Really, they are grown in the Coachella Valley of California, the date capital of the world. Who knew that? I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I always think of dates as, you know, Middle Eastern or I know they're grown a lot in Iran, and so that's kind of where I would think of it. But good for Coachella.
I think of dates in terms of disappointment. A good date palm tree can produce 300 to 600 pounds of dates a year. Did you know that? You didn't know that either, right?
No, I did not.
To the right place. We missed something the other day. You're in charge of dates. We didn't celebrate Eskimo Pie Day on the 24th. Do you know that?
I don't even know what that is.
Eskimo Pie? You don't know what an Eskimo Pie is?
No.
You don't?
I do not.
You know what an Eskimo Pie is?
Sounds cold. Don't know what it is.
Oh, my God. What is the matter with you people?
I don't know. We don't eat junk food, I guess.
No, Eskimo. We got to take care of that. Well, stand by for more. We got to figure this out, what the problem is with these guys.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.